you feel about group projects? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I am not a group project person. Believe it or not, it's actually pretty hard for me to work with other people just because I love having my hands in everything on a project. I like watching things from start to finish and controlling all the details and all of the big things. And probably the reason why is because I'm kind of a control freak about a lot of things. But how do you feel about group projects? Well, that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Listening to Advice by Tania Lewis. I like to do things on my own. I never enjoyed group projects in school because it seemed like I was the one to be the most focused or the one who cared the most about grades. So then I ended up putting pressure on myself to pick up the slack from everyone else. Plus, I know what it is that I want to do, and working in a group is difficult because people have lots of different opinions about what should be done or how it should be done. As I grew into adulthood, that dislike for working in group projects continued in the form of just generally wanting to do my own thing. Sometimes it's hard for me to listen to the advice of others because I know what it is I want to accomplish and I know how I want to accomplish it. But the times I have sought advice and truly listened to what others had to say about different circumstances I was facing, I was able to make a better decision about how to move forward. When God saves us, He places us in community for a reason. He says, "All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it." As we read in 1 Corinthians 12:27. We're often tempted to think that we don't need other people, that life would be simpler if we just did things ourselves, but we are meant to lean on one another. We are not meant to do this life alone. There is so much freedom and confidence that comes from turning to other people and truly listening to what they have to say. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Do you like group projects? Why or why not? Can you think of a time when having multiple people's perspectives and abilities resulted in a better outcome than one person could have produced on their own? What is one area in your life that you could benefit from listening to the advice of others? Who is a trusted person in your life who could provide wise and godly counsel when you are facing difficult situations or decisions? Someone who embodies the wisdom described in James 3, 12-18. If no one comes to mind, you can ask God to help you identify someone in the future. As you and I can read in Proverbs 19:20, get all the advice and instruction you can, so you will be wise the rest of your life. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Proverbs 12:15, 15:22, 19:20, and 1 Corinthians 12, 12-27, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know we actually have an Unlocked Instagram account? Well, we do. Head over and give us a follow at Unlocked Devo. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about ambassadors with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.